Is there a deeper problem here? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore has said as clearly as he can that he never committed the 1979 sexual assault described in the Washington Post. And yet, it doesn't seem likely that the women who are finally speaking out would just make this up. And if their stories are true, how could a committed evangelical Christian like Roy Moore not be eaten up with guilt, knowing what he'd done? Well, a piece in the LA Times by Catherine Brightbill, who grew up as an evangelical, says there is an explanation, and it isn't pretty. She now works at the Coalition for Responsible Home Education, representing homeschooled kids who fall through the cracks. And she writes that in the world where she grew up, 14-year-old girls commonly courted adult men. Quote, "Women raised in fundamentalism have for years discussed the normalization of child sexual abuse, but until the Roy Moore story broke, mainstream American society barely paid attention," unquote. Although America did get a glimpse of it in 2009 when Phil Robertson, patriarch of Duck Dynasty, gave a speech about the ideal woman.
"And if she pictured ducks, now that's a woman. They got to where they're getting hard to find. Mainly because these boys are waiting till they get to be about 20 years old before they marry them. You got to marry these girls when they're about 15 or 16, they'll pick you ducks."
He did say you should ask her parents first. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.